CFM. It is Heather, Dan, and Ben here this morning. We got some interesting emails from a local bloke called Goff, who we've got on the phone. Morning, Goff. You're there.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What is it you're doing here on the Goldie?
Well, I run a production company called Beer Nuts Productions, and essentially I make films and audio downloads and all kinds of cool entertainment.
Now, what is it that's interesting about you making films in particular?
Well, I'm actually legally blind, so I can't see it all out of my right eye and have very limited vision in my left eye. So I'm actually legally blind, which nobody else really in the world does what I do. No other blind people sort of have decided to make films before. I seem to be the first.
How do you go in post-production situations? You've got all the footage in the can, and then it comes down to editing and actually putting the film together. How do you go through that process?
Well, I edit by audio, so it's essentially like doing a 90-minute radio commercial.
Well, what's actually fascinating with film is that it's actually 80% sound and 20% visual, and not a lot of people are aware of that.
How do you mean? What do you mean by that?
So you're actually engaged with the film based on what you hear more than what you see. So that's why,
exactly right.
Yeah, so Quentin Tarantino, for example, is an amazing filmmaker because he understood that aspect of film back when he hadn't even really learned about it yet. He never studied. He just worked out very quickly that's what it was.
And actually, Quentin Tarantino, that's a really good example, Heather. I mean, from my understanding, his education was working in a video store and listening to all the movies that get played on the in-house TV. And that's pretty much his education. And that's why his dialogue in his films, I mean, Pulp Fiction, such a great example. The dialogue in that film is just second to none,
mate, isn't it?
You know,
it's
just incredible.
So, like movies like Castaway and that, where they say pretty much nothing, they're not really good producers. Is that where we're going? That's what I'm hearing. Like,
well, it doesn't do much for a blind guy. Let's just put it that way. You know?
Yeah. Poor Goff. He doesn't realise his best friend of that movie was a volleyball. You thought Wilson was a bloke.
What is your role in filmmaking? What do you do exactly?
Sure, well, I do pretty much everything. I write the piece, and then I cast it. I costume it, and with the actors, and I work with the production team to make sure it looks how I want it to look. And so there is a lot of trust, obviously, that goes into that. And then when it comes to shooting, obviously I wrote it, so I know how I want the actors to deliver my lines. And then I've got a guy that's with me, and I ask him all the time, did the actors give me good face? And he says, yep, they gave you good face. And so we move on.
Sure. Can I ask you a fairly funny question here?
Yeah, sure.
Be careful, okay. Maltz. Here we go. Your definition of funny is very different to normal people.
What do you do in the situation where you're casting your lead roles, right? You've got an idea in your mind about how you want them to look.
Yeah.
You can't see their faces. Is there a moment where you actually walk up and touch said actor?
No, I don't want to have any kind of sexual harassment law.
Yeah, we don't want a casting couch situation, do we, mate?
I tend to keep my hands to myself. I haven't gone around just randomly touching people. I think I might get myself in all kinds of trouble.
I just kind of figured that would be an opening there.
Like, Heather was keen to audition, actually, Goff, if that was your process, Emma.
All right, moving on. What was your question, Ben?
So you're based here on the coast. Is there anything coming up for the Gold Coasters to get involved in or where they can see your work?
Absolutely. We've just released 7 short films, a little series of short films that are like a chat show kind of a situation where I interview like a politician and a actress, a famous movie star, and Robbie Pockets, who was a famous rock star, who's like a Russell Brand kind of guy. And so people can just jump on beernutsproductions.com and they can just download all the work off beernutsproductions.com.
Well, keep up the good work. It's an inspiring tale. And keep us posted with how you go, mate. We'd love to chat to you again.
No, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate your time.
No stress. Heather, Dan, and Ben this morning on CFM. 90-